2. Let's start our tour of the house. Take a good look at this place. Do you know what it was used for? I'll give you some clues. It's a cold area because we're on the ground floor and the flooring is made of stone. Second clue. Not much light comes in and it's well ventilated because the window has little holes in it. Can you guess now? We are in what used to be the pantry and wine cellar. They may not have had fridges in those days, but they did have an ideal space for storing food. Here is where they kept everything they cultivated. The grains, the potatoes, the onions, and the barrels of wine, and everything they got after butchering a pig. They'd also store farm tools and implements for livestock, vessels for holding grain, and all kinds of utensils. But let's take one thing at a time. In front of the doorway, we can see the receptacles where the grain was stored. There would usually be three types, for barley, rye, and wheat. They'd be brought in sacks and then emptied into the pots, and then tables were put out to raise the height of the grain pots. When they could no longer reach high enough to empty the sack, the last tables were stacked up to the ceiling, and then they'd finish emptying the sack from upstairs, through some holes that we'll see under the dining table. When they wanted to use the grain, it was brought out through the little doors below. And you know something really interesting? They used to keep cheeses in with the grain to prevent them from drying out, and that way they'd stay good for longer. Another object. See that kind of cage hanging from the ceiling? That's a fly screen. After slaughtering the pig, they would make all kinds of meat products. Yangonisas, which are cured sausages, as well as chorizo, hams, etc. The hams would be salted for 9 days. Preserves would be made out of the ribs and yangonisa with oil. And the other meats that had to be dried were put inside the fly screen to protect them from flies. There are more curious objects that were part of daily life at that time. Look at that almost shapeless animal hide hanging from the ceiling. It's called a wineskin. It's an animal skin that has been turned inside out and was used as a wine container that allowed one to carry liquids easily on horseback. In those days, there were no cars or tractors, so anything that helped one to carry things was very important. Hanging on the chair, you can see an implement that was very important for shepherds, the iron collar. Do you know what it was? It was a spiked collar that they'd put on the dogs that watched over the flock, and it helped to protect them from attacks by wolves, who always went for their necks. And to finish off here, we have a dried snake on a plate. It's unthinkable that we would eat this today, right? Well, every part of the snake was used. The head and skin as a lucky charm, the fat for making curative ointments, and the meat was dried and salted for eating. People would make a soup out of it, and for the animals, they'd mix it with salt, especially when there was an epidemic, because they thought that some types of snake had healing properties. Let's go now to one of the rooms in this pantry. Can you see how old this loom is? It may even be more than 300 years old. It's what they used for weaving. Blankets were woven out of wool, and underwear and sheets were woven out of hemp. People in Baisdanil used to export raw wool to France, but I'll tell you more about that in the dining room. Right, shall we go upstairs?